USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works!" Exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Arizona Governor Republican Jan Brewer says Congress needs to step up and end the partial government shutdown. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Brewer believes President Trump should hold the line. She also tells Fox News Congress needs to understand the public wants them to do their job.
The people want our borders secured. They want them to work with the President of the United States and to keep our country safe. And that's their job.
The Daily Mail reporting Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's 54, has been having an 8-month-long affair with a 49-year-old TV anchor. Her name, Lauren Sanchez. She's the former anchor of Fox 11's Good Day LA. She is also married. Photos of the couple being made public in the National Enquirer. The two reportedly sharing sexy selfies and exotic vacations together. It's going to be a costly divorce for Bezos, who's been married to his wife Mackenzie for 25 years. He's worth $140 billion. The couple has 4 children, 3 sons, and a daughter. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A man's attempt to cash in on a stolen lottery ticket backfires big time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A California man's facing grand theft charges after trying to cash in his roommate's $10 million lottery ticket. Police in Vacaville say the man bought a $30 scratcher last month and thought he had won just $10,000. Excited, nevertheless, he told his roommates about it. That's when police say one of them bought the same kind of ticket and scratched it and then switched it out with the winning ticket. When the real lotto winner discovered what he thought was a winning ticket was worthless, he filed a police report. The roommate who stole it also discovered the ticket was actually worth $10 million. So he went to the lottery office in Sacramento to collect his money on Monday, but all he collected was a criminal charge as police were there waiting for him when he arrived.
To the economy now and your money. Gas prices down. USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Ouellette.